Hello, everyone. Welcome to a late Tuesday edition of the podcast. I've been very busy the past couple of days, but don't worry, plenty of posts coming on the site, just like you expect. Now, an interesting thing has happened last couple of days. Now, you're listening to this most likely through your phone or similar device. Same phone that all of us are guilty of staring at and not communicating with people, whether it's in transit to get to work, during a commute. Maybe it's looking down at your phone while you're on a break at work, not interacting with other people. Whatever it might be, we're all guilty of staring at our screens. But the crazy thing is one tiny little square on that same device can open up the world to you. And that, I'm not kidding, is Pokemon Go. We have had two experiences in last week. Now I play, my wife plays, we let our son play, one of ours usually. And, you know, we'll go out for a walk, get a bunch of Pokestops, catch some. If there's a gym battle, raid battle going on, then we happen to go by it, we'll go ahead and be part of it. But twice in about the last week, we've been out and stumbled upon a massive group raid. The other day, we happened to see people lining up. There's about 12, 13 people in it. And today, we're in another town visiting family. Happened to see a raid going on nearby. Happened to see people sitting down, checking their phones. Obviously, looking for the countdown for it. Jumped into a raid with about 6 people. But in both situations, we had conversations. We talked about other aspects of the game, things to help us play the game better. But also we talked with people about kids, about other fun stuff to do in the area. Just genuine conversations, face to face, because we already knew we had this bond of the game. And it's crazy how the game, you know, it's almost like what a comic book shirt used to be. If I was wearing a comic book shirt, chances are I was the only one. And chances were good if by some happenstance someone else was wearing one, they were also a huge comic book fan. Now, and I'm not going down the true fans or anything like that. Like what you like, I'm happy for you. But it's more common, and honestly more accepted, for anyone to just wear a Superman logo, Batman logo, something from one of the many movies or TV shows. And just because you're wearing one of those shirts does not mean you also read comic books. And they used to be something we could assume. And out of nowhere, it seems like Pokemon Go is this thing of a shared acceptance. You're into this and I'm into this, and chances are we both enjoy it and have tricks and have things that we have fun with. And my gosh, I was shocked. I know it sounds silly. Here I am on a podcast and I write near every day, but I'm a bit of an introvert. I really don't like meeting new people and talking to them. But we have this Pokemon Go thing, I'm all for it. Sharing stuff and seeing where the conversation goes. Of all the ridiculous things, this Pokemon Go is, you know, we call it all social media. The most social thing is the stupid little Pikachu game. And if you also play and you listen to this, tell me your thoughts on it as well. Love to hear them. So hopefully next couple of days stuff calms down a little bit, can get a lot of writing done, not only for myself but for all other sites I write on. I have a podcast appearance coming up this week. I have so much going on, so much to do, and I think I need a nap. So thank you for sticking with me, being patient. Tons of stuff coming on, and honestly, if you're looking for something to do this summer, download the Pokemon Go app. You'll have a blast. So thank you for sticking with me, sticking with the podcast, hanging out with us. I'm Kevin Hellions, teamhellions.com, for all of your Kevin needs. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.